Oh, shit. Sorry, baby. Were you sleeping? Oh, good. You look so cozy out of the comforter like that. How do you do? Yeah, let me go and change. I'll join you, okay? Yes, I'll be quick. No, traffic wasn't that bad, surprisingly. You're so warm. I missed you. How was your day, baby? Oh, yeah? You made it good. Oh, nice. I'm glad to hear your day off went well. I know you've been busy with work and stuff lately, so I'm sure you needed it. Yeah. My day, was pretty okay. Nothing too eventful. Well, I did manage to pass all my midterms this semester. I was kind of worried I wouldn't do too well because I've been having trouble concentrating and stuff, but it seems I was worried for nothing. What? Oh, shut up. I am not a genius. No. Baby, no, you talk way too highly of me. I'm the lucky one in the relationship. Did you eat today? I know I always ask you this. I just like to make sure. Oh, good. Yeah, I got lunch with some friends after we studied for a couple hours. Well, I say studied, but I was on my phone for the majority of the time while they studied. But it technically counts because I had my notebook out the entire time. Well, I couldn't write anything down because I had this, like, horrible cramp in my left hand. And you know I'm left-handed. Yes, very convenient indeed. But it's true. So I was able to be on my phone because I could still use my right hand. So therefore, fortunately, I wasn't able to get any work done. Hey, I did well on my midterms, so I think I deserve a little break. Plus, I mean, I'm pretty sure I know everything I need to know anyway, so. Yeah. Yeah, you remember that time you called me a genius just a minute ago? I am not accepting that compliment. You can't take it back. Why? Why not? Because that's unfair and it doesn't follow the rules. The rules I just made up in my head just now, a second ago. You didn't know of such rules because you weren't at the meeting. That's your fault. There's a town meeting held every third Monday at 6:45 on the dot. Of course, and if you miss, you know, the meetings, you pretty much lose all the privileges. That's how it works. I didn't make up the rules. Okay, maybe I did, but it doesn't matter because the meeting has been over with. So if you have any complaints, you can email management and they will get back to you within the next business day. Who was at the meeting? Oh, you. you know, everyone. Everyone like J-Lo. Michael Jackson made a very fashionable appearance, so. I know, you should be sad you missed it. It was, it's quite the meeting. Things were said and stuff was, done. You know, I have a feeling you just like to get me all riled up so you can hear me go on and on about nothing. You like hearing me talk. No, it's not weird. Quite the opposite, really. I like that my voice can have an effect on you. Among other things. But if you want to listen to me, maybe don't let me talk myself into a hole of fake meetings and Michael Jackson appearances. Please, I beg you. Oh, you like that, huh? Okay. How about I tell you what I dreamed about recently? Here, lay on my chest while I can rub your back. Comfortable? Okay. So, it's kind of short, and it doesn't make any sense at all, but I'm pretty sure you like it. Basically, I'm in this really dense forest type of thing, and you know, the sun's going down, and I know I'm lost because I can feel this, like, huge panic attack coming on. So I do what any rational person would in that situation. I panic. I start frantically looking around for anything that can help me find my way back. The thing is, I don't know where I need to go back to. It was like I appeared in this really dense forest in like the middle of it. It's never ending. The feeling of being homesick for a home I couldn't even remember. And before I crouch down and lose all hope and become this like huge ball of tears, complete mess. And it hits me. Home I'm looking for, the reason I'm feeling homesick, is because you weren't with me. You're my home. Cliche, huh? And I'll admit I am a bit embarrassed having told you all this. Baby? Hey, babe. Oh, you look so peaceful and cute when you're asleep. I could look at you forever. Sweet dreams, baby.